If you find this at your significant other's place, does it mean they're cheating?
Good question, but I don't know what it is.
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And what is the love test, Holly?
It is where we will go to, well, first of all, if you think your partner is being shady and maybe cheating. So we will slide up in the DMs and lay some bait to try to see if they will indeed step out of the relationship. So that way we can offer proof to whoever it was that wrote to us.
We don't usually get a lot of guys that slide up in our DMs asking for help, but I can tell from a Miguel and Holly fan member, Andrew, that he's really frantic in trying to figure out what to do in this situation. Here's what he said. I don't know what to do about this, and I need some help.
Okay. It's a good way to tell that he doesn't know what to do and he needs help.
We recently, my girlfriend and I, decided to be in an exclusive relationship.
Nice.
Everything has been great the past few weeks. When I was at her house this past weekend, though, I found something at her apartment that's freaking me out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, I opened a bathroom drawer to borrow toothpaste, and I found Old Spice Swagger deodorant. She's obviously been seeing some other guy the entire time I've been spilling my heart out to her about how important she was to me and wanting to be exclusive.
Oh, boy.
I quickly made up an excuse and left.
What?
I didn't tell her why I was leaving. It wasn't worth arguing over.
Andrew!
Bro.
Let me tell you. Hold on.
Okay.
Andrew's going through it. Okay?
Clearly.
This week, she's been trying to figure out why I left and what's wrong. I finally told her at the beginning of the week about what I found. And she laughed and said it was her deodorant. Apparently, she's always used guys' deodorant, and a lot of other women do, too. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. I was able to move past it. Here's what finally made me question if she's really into me.
Okay.
When I stayed at her house Tuesday night, I woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom.
Oh, dear.
When I came back into the room, her phone was upright, and it was lighting up from text and Insta messages at 2 in the morning. The only reason I've ever received messages like that is because someone was trying to hook up.
Yeah.
I don't think she's as exclusive as we've talked about. Can you give her the love test?
Oh, Andrew.
So Andrew clearly is going through it.
Yeah.
Man, this is so unfortunate.
Now, I know that I feel like when you are single and you're dating a few different people, that when you finally decide, all right, this one person is the person I'm with, you then have to sort of tell the other people that you've been chatting with, all right, I'm sorry, we're just going to be friends.
Yeah.
You didn't win, basically.
Right, and that's not always, like, as much as we'd like to think that it's an instantaneous cutting of the cord, sometimes it's not.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm wondering if that's what this is that they've recently become exclusive, and so maybe these are some guys from her past.
Heck,
that's
yeah.
Like, hey, girl, how you doing?
Yeah, the guys are still going to try. Like, we're kind of dumb.
Oh,
we're going to continue to push.
Guys are
going to
slide
win.
Up until, like, the third time, and then after either no response or a final, like, GTFO, then they'll be like, all right, God.
So even if she said to some of these guys, I'm in a relationship, they're still going to try?
Well, yeah. I've seen it before, though. Like, I've seen girls still, like, kind of give little feelers out there. They kind of keep the guy not like we're going to hook up, but I like your attention. That's what I'm worried about here. I'm worried that she's still kind of flirting on the side with some of these guys.
Like it's a back burner type of thing?
Yeah, like
if it doesn't work out with Andrew.
It's still nice to have these guys like there, like just in case. Like she knows that she's still got it going and these guys are literally a text away.
How long have they been going out?
He didn't say.
But
he
it's
just said
it's
recently that they've been exclusive. So here's what I want to do. Because Holly, you're on vacation this weekend.
I am.
And this is our, one of the few guys we've done.
Yeah.
I think Scott should slide up in her DMs.
Ooh, are you ready to step up?
And try to do the love test.
I mean, I don't mind, sliding some DMs. I need practice anyway.
No, hold.
What?
Wait, turn the music down. Turn the damn music down. This isn't about you trying to slide up in her DMs.
Okay,
this
bad.
Is you trying to help Andrew out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yes. Okay. I kind of forgot. Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot mix with the clients.
I just started picturing her flirting back. Okay. Yes. My bad.
Oh,
And I'm new to this too. I don't know what
Holly,
I'm doing.
Maybe you should do the love test this weekend.
I'll do it. I'll do it. It'll be good because, you know, I'm young, single, and pringly.
All right. So here's what's going to happen.
Miguel, get your boy.
I'm trying. Scott's going to do the love test. Holly's out on Monday. So you have to be responsible with this.
Because, of course, but it'll come off as I would.
I will help.
Please do, Holly.
I will help. I do need to, like, not pass the torch, but there should be someone else besides just me that knows how to do this.
Right. And so, Scott, you'll be the person to do it. And just remember, this is their real relationship, so we don't want to...
I know. Even if she flirts back, like, I'm not going to pursue it.
You can take it as practice, but you got to have all of your wits about you.
Yeah, I would do it as if, like, you know, she wasn't in a relationship.
All right. Well, we'll have the results for the love test Monday morning at this time. But I do want to know, though, what did you find that made you think that they were cheating? Was it a text? Was it underwear? What did you find at your significant other's place that made you go, wait, something is happening? And was it actually happening? Were they actually cheating because of what you found?
Yeah,
because
I can, by the way, we did not talk about this, but I could totally explain away the deodorant. I could, because even if, like, a guy had, like, let's say she had a guy that left deodorant over there, sometimes you need, like, an extra strong deodorant day. Like, I would have just kept it and been like, well, this is mine for my once a month time when I get a little extra stinky.
Save that.
What?
You just said it. I love it. We're going to save it.
Okay.
877-999-1015-101.5 with Miguel and Holly. And we are helping out Miguel and Holly fan member Andrew.
Yes.
Who's really worried.
Yeah. So he recently started becoming exclusive with his girlfriend. First, he found men's deodorant in her bathroom, which he flipped out about. But then she was like, no, it's mine. I use it. And he's like, okay. Then, like a week later, he got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and noticed that she was getting messages at like 2 a.m. And he's like, the only reason one gets messages at 2 a.m. is if one is being propositioned.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure this out.
So we're going to give her the love test this weekend and see what we find. And we'll come back Monday morning with that. But right now we want to know, what did you find in their house that made you think they were cheating? And were they actually cheating? Isabella in St. Pete, what did you find?
So I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but I found condoms and we didn't use them at the time. So it definitely raised some red flags for me.
Yeah.
And then I snooped a little bit more and it turns out he was.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Now,
did you ever ask him why he had protection on him if the two of you were not using that?
All the time. I would be like, why? I found them in the drawer and I was like, why do you have these? And he said that it was because they were old and he just didn't throw them out. And being young and dumb, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. And then the 2 a.m. texts started coming in also.
Oh.
So.
Ooh.
I tell you what, there is something about intuition.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you, if you are in your early 20s, your mid 20s, hell, whatever age you are.
I was going to say, this is not even, this is spanning generations.
Exactly. When your intuition is telling you something is going on, usually there is.
Yeah, no matter. I mean, you want to believe them when they say it isn't.
Absolutely.
But you have to allow for error. Like, I had a bag of protection, and you know where we got it? It was like a morning show, like, Miguel, what are those morning show things we go to?
The morning show boot camp?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, like, they gave some out for, like, a joke one day in the conference. Mm-hmm. And so I came home and I thought it was funny and I threw it in a drawer. And at the time I was married.
Oh!
And so my ex-husband, now ex-husband, was like, what is this? I'm like, it was a conference gag. So you do also sometimes have to allow for error, but hopefully, like, you know, at that time, you're not feeling that weirdness. If you feel the weirdness, maybe that's where
that's
it comes
when you
from.
Know. Isabella, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Love you. Have a great morning. Liz in Bradenton, what did you find?
I found an empty shaver for the shavers, the box, some hair, a change purse, and slippers.
A change
the whole thing.
You found like an entire like evening
human
set where
you found a human.
Where did you find it? Hello.
A neighbor who was watching his dog while he was out of town left everything there, and then she was like some 60-year-old neighbor.
Oh, so it wasn't cheating.
Well, no, It was. Oh. He was just telling me that it belonged to the neighbor.
He was trying to make up one of those quick lies. He's like, it's a neighbor.
She has a hairbrush.
Dolores next door who left it.
I'm sorry. If you're dumb enough to leave an entire shaving kit, an evening gown, a house shoes over somewhere, like, you're done.
Like, sir, stop.
I'm sorry that you had to deal with that. I'm so sorry.
Liz, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Jessica in Tampa, what did you find?
I found the girl.
Oh, no.
Well, that'll do it.
Oh, gosh. That's a giveaway.
Yeah.
It's nothing like find another human being.
That's when you find a human.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yes, we did.
What happened?
It was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and his phone started ringing. And, you know, it was like a Saturday night, so usually some of his friends, like, get drunk or whatever and call him and, you know, call me or whatever. So I didn't really think anything of it. So I just rolled over. He didn't answer it, so I thought. And then about 5 minutes later, I rolled over to, like, grab him, and he wasn't there. So I was like, where is he? So I, like, got out of bed. I looked. I didn't see him anywhere. Walked into the kitchen, and I see the front door just barely open. So I open the door, and I see, like, headlights, and I'm like,
no way. What is
going on? So I walk out, but I didn't turn the motion light on. Like, I left it off. So he couldn't be surprised or whatever, because I just felt something. And I walk out, and there he is standing there making out with some girl.
What in the world? Oh, my God.
Like, I just... a whole human.
Yeah.
An entire one. But I'm glad you...
An entire one, yeah. I was like, excuse me.
But I'm glad you were able to trust your instincts, though, and figure it out so this wasn't going on behind your back for a long time. Ugh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, apparently it was just like a week into it, so I caught it real quick.
Wow. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for your phone call, and I'm sorry you had to go through with that.
No, thank you, guys.